Did you hear the story that I introduced you with about the pyramid they found in Bosnia?
Well, you know, one of the things about Enoch, okay, I didn't think we'd talk about this, is that, you know, there was a whole book written about him in the Apocrypha, and it was widely read in the first century by the Christians, but it was lost when Rome invaded Jerusalem, and they stopped reading it. But the book of Enoch is a fascinating book, and he was actually guided into revelations about how to make machines that would track the sun. And the Stonehenge monument there was probably built by Enoch, okay, because he had the knowledge of how to chart the world and the earth through tracking the sun through different windows, and that's what those stones are in the Stonehenge. Well, most of the ancient world that we think where everything started was in the Middle East, but actually started in Europe. And that's something that's going to come out in my next film. And then the knowledge was taken down south. So most likely, this thing that they discovered, which is news to me, I just heard it, you know, in the preview of the show, Enoch most likely had something to do with that too. But that's the next film coming. So this guy, Enoch, who's mentioned in the scriptures, is also mentioned by ancient historians like Josephus and many of the ancient Arab historians as the one that was the Great Pyramid was attributed to being built by. And he was also known as Hermes and the god Thoth or Troth in the Egyptian mythology. And Troth, or the god, or Thoth, was the god of knowledge, which really makes sense because Enoch would have been, the recipient of incredible information that was handed down by the Elohim, or the messengers. It all fits together. And, you know, Egypt had a time before the dynasties which they called the Age of the Gods, or the time of Osiris. And so you see it not only in their history, you see it in the ancient, in the Bible, and in the histories of Arabs and Josephus, who was formerly a Jew and converted after he was captured by the Romans and given all of this information by the Romans to write a book called, I think it was called the History, the Antiquities of the Jews, which is one of the most reliable histories we have of the Jewish people. So there, all of this information is coming together now, and then as you study into the Great Pyramid and find out what the Egyptians build their historical beliefs on, and then look at the mystery of what's gone into it, you have to come up with the logical conclusion that this couldn't have been built by men at that time. It's just too sophisticated and would have been too impossible for men to build without supernatural knowledge.
So you are now convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt, Ken, that we have been visited from above.
We have been visited many times from above, but messengers vibrate at a different frequency than our human bodies can pick up on. And that's why you see a lot of people, they have these, like I had that precognitive dream. That was something that was superimposed on my mind. And people have these things all the time. And that they can't understand it, that there's things that we get injected with mind patterns. We don't understand it. We don't get it. And we're trying to communicate with it, and we don't understand how to do it. But the Great Pyramid really is an instrument that can help us learn how to, I don't want to say channel, I don't want to use that terminology, but there's information contained in it that will help us connect with the next dimension.
Now let me ask you the tough question, because you do skew of spirituality, religion with some of the things you do, so let's see your take on this. Do you believe these visitations were merely extraterrestrial from solid inhabitants from other planets, or do you think it was a spiritual visitation that a lot of people who believe that these are angels and really spiritual apparitions have believed for so many years?
Well, I think the Christian view is flawed. I want to go there first. I think that when people think of angels, they think of heaven. Okay, I don't see it that way. Eloah, the Most High God, is not in the same dimension as the messengers. The messengers are in the universal constructions, which is material, but they're at a different. They function at a different frequency. So there's a difference between heaven and the heavens, and then there's the earthly atmosphere. So these messengers are proxies for the Most High God, and they travel the universe, they travel the galaxies, and they are in physical ships. And I think I can prove it by the Old Testament scriptures. I think the Old Testament scriptures teach that. I don't believe the Jews believe that. I don't believe the Christians believe that. But I think that scriptures teach that, and I think that we've had a blindness, and we've had these mind pictures that have been distilled through interpretations of scriptures and people's flawed views of the Bible.
I think if you look at Greek mythology, they too are talking about some kinds of visitation. When you talk about all their gods, I think you could equate the same thing.
Can you imagine this? Listen to this idea. What if I said to you, George, I got to tell you something. I'm at a different frequency than most human beings, and I got to tell you, I'm going to live here and I'm going to get my work done, but I'm not going to die. They're going to come and get me in a ship, and I'm going to be out of here. Now, that's what happened to Enoch. And so the Great Pyramid was built to memorialize something that happened at that time that affected their whole belief system. And that's why they have this incredible fascination with the stars that you see on many of their buildings. There's other things we'll talk about later, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. But what would that do? How would it impact the world if everybody knew that they were going to die? But here's one guy that never did.
Yeah, shake the foundation, and they want to know why. Why him?
Yeah, why him? And so this thing was left as a monument, as a memorial of something that took place on this planet that was unprecedented. It's recorded in the Old Testament.